Okay, as promised.
Those of you that weren't with us a couple weeks ago, we had Jim Van Hollebeck in from Redford Township. He is not an Elvis impersonator. He doesn't claim to be. He's an artist that does Elvis recordings, and we're going to put him right here on mic number two. You got it? And ladies and gentlemen, for another hour of a lot of Elvis, and also we got a little more, not just Elvis today, but Jim's going to add a little more. What do we got today, Jim?
Well, we have some of my other favorite artists that I like to represent. And so we'll be doing some tributes to them as well.
Sounds like a great idea. Let's start off with Elvis. And what's the first one going to be, John?
Well, the first one is going to be a track from the Jailhouse Rock movie. It's called I Want to Be Free.
My heart, only sorrow, and I'm sad as a man can be. I sit alone in the darkness of my lonely room, and this room is a prison to me. I look out my window. And what do I see? I see a bird, way up in the tree. I want to be free. 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 I want to be free. Like a bird in the tree. Oh, what good are my eyes? They can't see. They can't see you. And my arms, they can't hold you so tight. I have two lips that are yearning, but they're no good to me. Cause I know I can't kiss you tonight. Well, I look out my window, and what do I see? I see a bird way up in the tree. I want to be free.
Oh, yes.
Free.
Oh, yes.
Free. I want to be free. Like a bird in the tree. I want to be free. Like that bird in the tree.
All right, and my name is Jim Van Hollebeck. I sang that song. That was a tribute to Elvis. We're going to be representing other artists this time as well for a little bit of... But the next song here is from 1961. Elvis had a movie called Blue Hawaii, and he sang the song called Kuipio, Hawaiian song, and he also... did it in his 1973 television special Aloha from Hawaii. This is Kuipio.
Kuipio, I love you more today than yesterday, but I love you less today, less than I will tomorrow. See the sweet Hawaiian rose, and see it blossom, see it grow. That's the story of our love. Ever since I said hello, Kuipo, and I love you more today than yesterday, but I love you less today, less than I will tomorrow. And as the years go passing by, and we recall our wedding day. As you stand there by my side, but you will always hear me say, Kukuripo, and I love you more today than yesterday. But I love you less today, less than I will tomorrow. Kukuripo, Kukuripo, you're my Hawaiian sweetheart. Kukuripo, Kukuripo, you're my Hawaiian sweetheart.
I'm live.
No, you're not listening to Elvis Presley. You're listening to Jim Van Hollebeck. He's our guest today. He was here a couple weeks ago doing a lot of Elvis songs, and he came back today. And today, Jim, I guess you're going to do just not just Elvis, but we're going to add a few other artists, too.
Yes, yes. As a result of the snafu that I forgot the other album, but the next song that we're thinking about here is something called "Baby, the Rain Must Fall." It was in a movie that who was the star of that? Steve McQueen did a great movie about a rockabilly singer called "Baby, the Rain Must Fall," and this is the song that was originally done by Glenn Yarborough.
Some men climb a mountain, some men swim the sea, some men fly above the sky. They are what they must be. Oh baby, the rain must fall. Baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go. Baby, I must go. I do not love for silver. I do not love for gold. My heart is mine to give. Will be so. So baby, rain must fall, and baby, the wind must blow. Whenever my heart leaves me, baby, I must go. Baby, I must go. I am not rich or famous, but who can ever tell? I don't know now what waits for me. Maybe it's heaven, maybe hell. Oh, but baby, the rain must fall, and baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go.
Hi, this is Jim Van Hollebeck, and I'm paying tribute to Elvis and some of the artists of that genre. And the next song we're going to do here is called The Edge of Reality, and that was done in 1968 by Elvis.
Such an easy question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it such an easy question? Okay. And that was done in Elvis's movie Tickle Me, 1965. He recorded it in 62, however, and it was... I don't even know if it was released up until 1965 when he got it into that movie Tickle Me. But here it is. Such an easy question.
Such an easy question. Why such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sigh. You beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little old push? Can you or can't you tell me?
Yes,
it's such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sign. You beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little old push? Can you or can't you tell me?
Yes,
it's such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Such an easy answer to such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? You know it's such an easy question.
As always, the lines are always open here at WPON at 248-557-1460. If you want to call in and talk to Jim, he'll be happy to talk to you once we put a disc on. He's not doing nothing. He's just sitting around here looking at the wall. So give him a call. Talk to Jim if you got any questions about Elvis or about any of the things Jimmy does. Give him a call. Jimmy, where are we going next?
Well, we're going to go next to pay a little tribute to Tom Jones. He did a song, one of my favorites. It's called I Who Have Nothing. And I want to remind any listeners that may be interested, these albums of mine are available for $7 a piece. And if you go to www.canovan.com, CANOVAN.com, there's ordering information there. Or if you want to contact me, I'm at jim@canovan.com. So, the song is called I Who Have Nothing. Again, I think it's a great song, and Tom Jones did it.
I who have nothing, I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. Oh, but believe me, dear, when I say that he can give you the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you. He can take you any place he wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch him wait. My nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing. I have no one. I must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. Darling, it's I love you. I love you.
Hi again, and this is Jim Van Hollebeck. We're listening to some of my recordings available on my albums. And what we're going to do now from Elvis in 1968, a movie called Live a Little, Love a Little, was a great song he did called The Edge of Reality with one of the best production numbers I've ever seen. And this was released on a 45. It was on the flip side of If I Can Dream. This is The Edge of Reality.
Shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream lies disillusioned. The edge of reality. Oh, I can hear strange voices echo. Laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing. The edge of reality. Oh, the edge of reality. She sits there condemning me. This girl with a nameless face. On the edge of reality, where she overpowers me with fears I can't explain. She drove me to the point of madness, the brink of misery. If she's not real, well, I'm condemned to the edge of reality. On the edge of reality, she sits there tormenting me, this girl with a nameless face. On the edge of reality, she overpowers me with fears I can't explain. She drove me to the point of madness, the brink of misery. If she's not real, then I'm condemned to the edge of reality. Reality. Reality.
Once again, the lines are open. 248-557-1460. Got any questions for Jim Van Hollebeck? He's here eager and ready to answer them. Okay, Jim, where are we going now?
Well, quite a few years ago, a fellow by the name of John Cougar Mellencamp did a song called Paper and Fire, and it knocked me over, and I would like to give you my version of Paper and Fire.
Though she chased after her dream with much desire, but when she got too close to her expectation, well, her dream burned up like paper and fire. paper and wire, smoking on the alleyway. Who's to say the way a man should stay on his day? Do you let him smoke that like paper and wire? He wanted love with no involvement, so he chased the wind. That's all his silly life required. And the days of vanity went on forever, and he saw his days burn up like paper and fire. Paper and fire, speaking of the ashtrays, paper and fire, smoking up the alleyway. Who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Do you let him smolder like paper and fire? There's a good life right across this green field, and each generation stays in it for the but we keep no check on our appetite. So the green fields turn to brown like paper and fire. Luring down the alleyway, who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Don't you let it smolder like paper and fire. Little paper and fire, swinging in the ashtrays, paper and fire. Luring down the alleyway, who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Don't you let it smolder like paper and fire.
Once again, you're listening to Jim Van Hollebeck. He's from Redford Township, and he does a lot of Elvis, along with other artists. And as promised, well, we did promise, we were going to be at Mignos last Sunday night, and Jim and I were going to do some karaoke together, some Blue Moon, Still the Night, stuff like that. But, Jim, your daughter had different plans, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she did.
She did. Why don't you tell everybody what happened?
Well, there's not a whole lot to say. She had a baby that day, and we were sidetracked a little bit, but we're going to get together, I hope, I presume, because it's been a long time, and I think it's about time that we scared them out of the bar again.
Oh, yeah. So we can empty a bar faster than any two karaoke singers.
Oh, you bet. They'll lock the doors behind us.
Okay, Jim, where are we going to go next?
Well, now, Elvis had a lot of favorite singers, and basically what he liked to do, the same thing I like to do, is do the songs that his favorite singers did. And one of his favorites was a guy by the name of Chuck Willis, a blues singer. And his one of his big songs was called Feel So Bad. And Elvis did it, and then I liked it, so now I'm going to do it. Feel So Bad.
Ball game on a rainy day. Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Well, I guess I got my rain check. I'll shake my head and walk away. Oh,
One of my favorite singers, this is a lady that I believe has never received the proper credit. She's an incredible artist, Lisa Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
I'm sorry, Liza Minnelli, Liza with a Z, I believe it is, isn't it? So she did a song on the Johnny Carson Show so many years ago. It was called Maybe This Time. And I'll never forget that song. So here I am trying to be Liza Minnelli, Maybe This Time.
This time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time she'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. She will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. I'll be peaceful and I'll be happy. Oh, that's what I want to be. All the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loves me. I'll be peaceful, I'll be happy. Oh, that's what I long. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen. Happen sometime. Maybe this time. Maybe this time I'll win.
You're in tune with Detroit's only local station, WPON, Walled Lake, Detroit.
Talkin' Oldies, WPON.
This hour of great memories is brought to you by TNT. The NBA playoffs are on TNT, 40 games and 40 nights. See the action of fierce competition. Feel the drama of a win or go home ultimatum. It's the NBA playoffs on TNT.
Hello, Jim Van Hollerbeck here. In 1955, Elvis Presley had his first nationwide hit. And a lot of people don't know this, but the name of that song was Baby, Let's Play House. And here I am now doing Baby, Let's Play House for you.
Whoa! Baby, no matter, baby, I wanna play house with you. Well, you may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Come back, baby, come back, baby, come. I come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now listen, let me tell you what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. Come back, baby, come. Come on, come back, baby, come. I come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Let's go. House we can act like we did before. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. I come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Another man. Come back, baby, come. Come on, come back, baby, come. I come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Come on, come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
Once again, you're listening to Jim Van Hollerbeck. That's not Elvis, nope, but he sure sounds like Elvis. In fact, that last number he did was named Baby, Let's Play House. And Jim, how many times did we ask that question back in the 50s when we were growing up, eh?
I don't want to even talk about
it. Jim's wife, Leslie, is...
How many times did I get a no, you know?
Okay, Jimmy, what do we got coming next?
Well, when Elvis passed away, Ronnie McDowell came out of nowhere and gave us a song called The King Is Gone. It was a tribute to Elvis, the very first. And this is what I'd like to do for you right now.
And I was barely 11 years old. Take three.
barely 11 years old when I first heard him sing. Somehow I knew that from that moment on it would be a lifetime thing. You know, and I'd listen to him on the radio. I'd stand in front of the mirror, listen to every one of those songs and repeat every word and every note. And I felt I got it right. And I was determined that I'd wait for the day where I could stand and sing in front of an audience and maybe someone would come up to me and say, "You know, you sound like Elvis." Well, there was a man who gave the world his song, and the world stood still to hear him sing. A simple man, he took his faith along, while all the world proclaimed him king. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame. Oh, the king is gone, yes, the king is gone, but long live his name. Well, there was a man who tasted sweet success, but still gave his hand to help a friend. He was a loving man, he shared his happiness. But now the king is gone. Oh, but there was a man, now the king is gone. And oh, and the crown on his head will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame. The king is gone. Oh yeah, the king is gone. Long live his name. Yeah, the king is gone. Oh, the king is gone. Long live his name. Goodbye, Elvis. We miss you.
Yeah, that was "The King Is Gone." Very good song. And this next tune was a movie song that never appeared in a movie. It was actually cut out of a movie called Flaming Star. It's called Summer Kisses, Winter Tears. One of my favorites. And here it is.
Summer kisses, winter tears. That was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all alone, the thrill of memories. Happy hours, lonely, but I guess I can't complain, for I still recall the summer sun through all the winter's rain. Summer kisses, winter tears. Like the stars, they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Nothing can light the dark of the night.
summer kisses, winter tears. Like the stars, they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Summer kisses, winter tears.
Summer kisses, winter tears.
Yeah, that was what I want to do next is a song called What I Like About You. And this was done by the Romantics. And I never was the greatest fan of theirs, but this particular song I love. What I Like About You. What I Like About You by the Romantics, done by me, Jim Van Hollebeck. This next song was album filler for an album of Elvis's called Raised on Rock in 1973. So it never really came out as a single or anything. It was just album filler. And so we'll play just a little bit of the song called Just a Little Bit.
Turn your lights down low. You know I won't.
won't resist. I want an any way to get to you, really get your love. Early in the morning, just a little bit, and then around midnight, just a little bit. I want an any way to get. You gotta walk with me just a little bit. I said, talk to me just a little bitty bit. I want a little weeny bit, teeny weeny bit of your love. But to remember to say that you'll be mine, say you'll never leave me till the end of time. I want an any way you can, really, 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 your love. I want that any way you can, really, 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 your love.
Hi, this is Jim Van Hollebeck, and I want to tell you that this next song is going to be me singing Poor Little Fool. It was a song done by Ricky Nelson. And singing along with me is going to be Dionne the Belmonts doing Teenager in Love. So we're going to listen to two songs at the same time, a duet, Poor Little Fool and Teenager in Love. Go ahead.
But when I met that little girl, knew that I would fall to poor little fool. Oh yes, I was a fool. Why must I be a teenager in love? She played on round and teased me with her carefree devil eyes. She held me close and kissed me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be the only one if you should stay with you. She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never quarrel. And so for the very first time, gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yes, I was a fool. Why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. And I'll be alone if you should stay me through. Well, I played this game a long, long time. I knew she'd lie to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Why must I be a teenager in love? Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
You know, that brings back memories, Jimmy. One time I can remember being at karaoke at Gabby's Bar on Grand River near Beach Daily in Redford, and you and another fella named Al, was it?
Yes, it was Al.
They did both tracks at the same time, and just as we just heard it. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, to see it done live, it's unbelievable. You guys did a great job. And where are we going from here, Jimmy?
Well, in 1957, Elvis had a song called Playing for Keeps, and it appeared on the album for LP fans only. And that's the song we're going to do, Playing for Keeps.
I'm playing for keeps. This time it's real. And I want you to know exactly how I feel. I'm playing for keeps. For sure this time, and I won't be happy until I know that you're mine. There have been others that could love me true, but no one else can thrill me like you do. Oh, well, I'm praying for you.
Yes, Playing for Keeps by me as Elvis Presley. The next song we're going to do is by another one of my favorite artists, Neil Diamond, and it's called Cherry Cherry.
She got the way to move me, Sherry.
She got the way to move me.
Diamond, this is Jim Van Hollebeck, and we're going to do now another movie song that I feel has been neglected quite a bit, kind of a rock and roll thing called Dirty, Dirty Feeling, and it appeared in a movie called Tickle Me. So there's Dirty, Dirty Feeling.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling's going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling. Well, I woke up and you were gone. I took you in when you were hungry. And now you're cutting out on me. I'm gonna help you, little darling. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I hear you're pretty good at running. But pretty soon you'll slip and fall. That's when I'll break it home with me, girl. I'm gonna change.
You can do it after. Okay. All right. And hi, this is Jim Van Hollebeck again. And we got only a couple songs left. And this is a song called I Only Have Eyes for You. And it was originally done by the Flamingos. And this is my version.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars so am I. Maybe millions of people go
Jim, that last number you did, that was done by, what was the name of that group?
Well, that was by the Flamingos.
We want to hear a coincidence. This Saturday night, this Saturday night at the Stranahan Theater down in Toledo, Ohio, you know who's going to be there?
No, I have no idea. Who might that be?
The Flamingos.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah, the Flamingos, the Times, the Jeez. Capris.
That's
the
crazy.
Tokens, the Tokens with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Jay Traynor of Jay and the Americans. Shirley Austin, lead singer and the founder of the Shirelles. And my favorite, Jerry, the Iceman Butler. What a show that's going to be.
Oh, yeah, that will be good.
So,
sure.
You know what I'm going to do between now and when I get out here at 8? I'm giving away free tickets to go to that show, and we'll come up with some sort of a way to give them away. But, Jim?
Yes?
We got to do one more Elvis before
you one more Elvis Presley song. This was, again, from one of his movies, one of the worst. It's called Tickle Me. But the song was pretty good. It's called Slowly But Surely.
Your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a lot of dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. But when it does, your heart will know.
You know, you're listening to live radio, and believe it or not, Mr. Geary over here pushed the wrong button. But I'm going to get the right one going right now. Here you go, Jim. Once again, you've been listening to Jim Van Hollenbeck with from Redford Township. A lot of Elvis and a lot of other artists, too, today, Jim. We added some new artists from last time you were here, 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And as I usually do whenever I have a guest, it's my job to put them on the spot. Jim, 2 weeks from today, I don't know the date, it's going to be sometime in May.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks from today, how about 4:30 to 5:30? Let's do it again.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And by the way, I want to thank you for having me here today. I had a lot of fun. And I'm always happy to come back again. You're
great. We're going to have you. Let's go every 2 weeks until you run out of songs or I run out of patience. one of the two, okay?
Well, I'm not sure how long I'm going to live, but I'll keep doing it as long as I'm breathing.
Okay, we enjoy it. 2 weeks from today, Jim Hollenbeck, or Jim Van Hollenbeck, is going to be back. And between now and then, Let's shoot for going up to Micknows and doing some of that karaoke.
Yeah, I think we should try that again, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll let the listeners know on what Sunday we're going to be there, because I'm on every Sunday afternoon. But I want to thank you and Leslie for coming in. We had a great time.
Thank you, Gary.
And look forward to 2 weeks from today.
Had a good time. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.